When I was at university, there was a student on my course who told everyone that she had a cat called Jasper. Whenever I went round to see her, there would be a saucer of milk in the kitchen, and she would regale us with tales of what Jasper had been up to. But I never caught a glimpse of Jasper, not so much as a whisker. And when I commented on this to a mutual friend, he soon put me right. "There is no cat," he said. "Jasper is just an affectation." That's exactly how I used to feel about writer's block. When I was young, I never had any trouble with what I wanted to say. There was always more material than there was time and energy to hammer it out on a keyboard. As far as I was concerned, people who talked about being blocked were just putting out milk for Jasper. But nothing is ever as easy as it looks when you're young. As I started to get older, doubt began to creep in by the back door. Or maybe it came in at a half-open window, I couldn't say. But the smell of it was all over my house. Pretty soon, I was as blocked as a wash basin in a 7-storey apartment building during a plumber's strike. What if I've written all the books I'm ever going to write? I asked myself. What if I'm an ex-writer now? That was when I remembered all those bowls of milk in the corner of my friend's kitchen. I had to stop feeding Jasper. The trouble was, I didn't know how. The bowls of milk were appearing all by themselves. Then one day I had an idea. If you want to get rid of a cat, think like a cat. Right away the answer came to me. Territory. If Jasper represented writer's block, then what I needed was a bigger, meaner cat that represented inspiration. I decided to call the bigger cat Maximus. The question was, what did Maximus like to eat? It didn't take me long to come up with an answer. Maximus was a cultured animal. He liked fiction. So I created a reading program for myself. I sat up all night devouring books until I began to hear a distinct purring noise coming from the kitchen. And it wasn't just Maximus who was happy. I was happy too, because all this reading was finally causing something to loosen up in my imagination. The ice was thawing. The logs were unjamming. The wash basin on the ground floor of the 7-storey apartment block was suddenly starting to gurgle. So nowadays, whenever I get a whiff of doubt, whenever I find myself thinking that maybe I've come to the end of my career, I remember to feed Maximus. The washing up may not get done anymore, and my kitchen may be a total disgrace, but as long as Maximus keeps purring, I'm still in the writing game.